to the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 9. And I shall read verses 25 through 30. And the Bible says, "But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touch he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. I will pull my topic coming from verse 20 and 21, which you've already heard in your reading. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years. That's a long time to be dealing with anything. Came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. From these passages of scripture, I come to encourage somebody today. For as long as the Spirit will allow, from this very topic, Jesus is bigger than your issues. Jesus is bigger than your issues. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I bow before you now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I need you now. Take total control of my being. Take this mere body of clay, God. Mold me and shape me into the speaker that you will have me to be on this. Speak to your people mightily, God. May your word get down in the depths of their heart, that they will know that you are bigger than anything that they are dealing with in their life. Oh, God, I surrender to you now. Hide me behind the old rugged cross, that they will see none of me and all of thee. Have your way in this place. Oh God, when everything has been said and done, I dare not take any of the credit for the movement that may take place here on today. But I will give you all of the glory and all of the honor. Use me now. And I pray the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, shall be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. Issues. For there is no doubt in my mind that every one of us in here have had to deal with some issues at one point or another in our lives. Whether it was because of bad decisions that we made ourselves, or whether it was just a part of life. Issues concerning our health and our well-being. Issues concerning our financial difficulties. Issues that deals with addictions. Issues of brokenness. Issues of being under constant attack, and the list goes on and on. For only you and God know the issue that is going on in your life. For we have all got to deal with issues. And if the truth be told, there are some people under the sound of my voice right now who are dealing with an issue or issues in your life. And I don't know about you, but I have found out, even when I find that one of my loved ones or someone who I am very close to, when I find that they are going to issue through issues because of the love that I have for them, their issue also becomes my issue. Are you going to help me here this morning? It becomes your issue because the very thing that they are dealing with are the very things that's causing you to have sleepless nights, causing you to worry from time to time. Don't get so upset with yourself when you worry. Don't mean that you don't have faith. That's just a human part of you. It happens. But know that the Bible says, I can do all things with Christ who strengthens me. That means I can get through my issues if I have the Lord in the depths of my heart. Because of this tight bond that you have with your loved ones, with your friends, I think it is a must that you try to help them get through our issue. We are in this thing together. God didn't bring you through your issue just to stick your chest out and act like you are better than somebody who's going through an issue. But he saved you, first of all. Then he brought you and he continues to bring you through your issues for a reason. That you might be able to help somebody else. Oh boy, I feel like preaching this morning. And my assignment here today under God's anointing is not only to encourage you, but also to get you to believe. You got to believe in the depths of your heart that Jesus is bigger than your issues. Somebody say bigger. If y'all keep helping me like this, we won't be here but about a few more minutes. In other words, there is no problem, no situations, or no circumstances, or no attack by the enemy, or the very things that may cause you to have issues in your life. Know that Jesus has the power to immediately, that means instantly, to turn your situation around. I'm talking about issues this morning. Issues, which is simply defined as a matter in question or a concern. That's all the issue is. Which tells me that there are going to be moments in our lives where things are going to happen knowingly or unknowingly that are going to cause us to have a little concern. And I don't care how long you have been on the Lord's side. I don't care how saved you may be, or even the fact that you do the very best that you know how to live according to the word of God. Know that it will not exempt you from having to deal with issues in your life from time to time. I need to put a period right here for just a moment. If you don't get anything else, get this. There is one way and one way only to deal with, handle, or get through any issue that may come in your life, which you will see in our text. For you as a believer of Jesus Christ must have enough faith on the inside of you to know that Jesus is powerful enough to bring you through anything that you will ever have to deal with on this side of life. Anything. Say Jesus is bigger. Jesus is bigger. I'm liking this, y'all. For it is very crucial that we, the body of Christ, have a very strong faith walk with Jesus Christ. Why, preacher? I'm so glad y'all asked me that question. For there are going to be moments in your life where your issues are going to become so severe that they are going to seem like your issue has become hopeless. Simply because of how long you have been dealing with that issue. Or the mere fact that statistics say that because of the severity of your issue, it's going to overtake you. And these very things will put you in a place, if you are not careful, where the only thing you can do is trust. Trust in the power of Jesus Christ. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Somebody trust in Jesus right now. So here it is. We realize and understand that we will have issues in our lives. And we realize and understand that we must have faith in the power of God. But there is one more important proven fact that I must bring to your attention. Know that the enemy, Satan himself, who is better known as the adversary, the destroyer, a liar and a thief, a spirit and a joy killer, a slickster. Any of you know any slicksters in your life? And most of all, he is a hater of God's people. Can I talk about it for just a moment? And he also knows when the body of Christ is experiencing issues in the church house, which gives him a perfect opportunity to attack the house of God. When he finds that you are going through issues, it also gives him a perfect opportunity to attack you. Because he realized at this particular time, you are vulnerable. Your mind's not focusing right. You're not thinking in a normal capacity. For issues have a way of getting your focus off Jesus. They have a way of clouding your mind. They have a way of putting doubt down in your heart, which sometimes causes you to lose the trust that you have in Jesus Christ. And if you are not closely connected to him, for our text proves that the woman with the issue of blood healing did not take place until she connected up to Jesus. Are you following me? By touching the hem of his garment. And I am here to tell you today that in order for you to see a change take place in your issue, a connection is going to have to take place. A connection will have to take place between you and your Lord and Savior. For know that there is power. I said power in the connection. Do you not know that when you are connected up with Jesus, it automatically gives you power to do things that you normally would not be able to do? Tell somebody, I'm powerful. That's why the enemy's main focus is to separate you from the connection that you have with Jesus Christ. Because he knows that without Jesus, you can do nothing. But he also knows that with him, you know the scripture, all things are possible. So let me encourage you by telling you that I don't care how serious
your issue may be. I don't care how long you have been dealing with your issue. I don't care how many times the enemy whispers in your ear. You are not going to make it. You are finished. You are through. That your situation will never get any better. But know that because Jesus is bigger than anything that you may ever have to deal with on this journey called life. He has the power, as I said, to immediately change the status of your issue that you may be experiencing. Lord, have mercy. Now, before I get to the actual place in the text where Jesus heals the woman with the issue of blood, I want to bring your attention to some things that took place in the prior chapter, which will not only back up my topic, but they will prove that there is no issue that comes up in your life where Jesus is not big enough to handle them. Say,
bigger.
I thought y'all was with me. But note that every one of these people had one thing in common. They operated in faith. Yeah, y'all with me. For the Bible says here in chapter number 8, verse 2, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. For there's something special about a touch from Jesus that will cause the unthinkable to happen. For how many of you know that Jesus specializes in doing the unthinkable? For the Bible says he touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Bigger. Verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, operating in faith, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Verse 13 says, and Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Bigger. Verse 14. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his mother lay sick on the bed of a fever. And he touched her hand. Say touched. He touched her hand and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. Bigger. Understand and know this. When Jesus, because of his goodness, turns your situation or turns your issues around, you should become more than willing to minister to somebody else about the goodness of his healing power. Why? Because there is something about your witnessing that will cause people who are dealing with issues in their life to want to know the issue solver, Jesus Christ, the very one who took care of your issue. For scripture goes on, reveals that this very thing right here in verse 16 took place. For the Bible says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that was sick. Bigger. That happened simply because she witnessed to them. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And lastly, Verse 24, and behold, there arose a great tempest, a violent windy storm in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But Jesus was asleep. Know that when Jesus is asleep, he really not asleep. He's just resting. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us that we may not perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? That's why I said everything has to be operated in faith. You got to believe. Tell somebody, you got to believe. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Somebody shout bigger. Which brings me to the apex portion of my text, where the Bible says here in chapter number 9, verse 18. Y'all stay with me because I'm getting ready to close this thing. While he spoke these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. You can't operate in no more faith than that. Verse 19 tells us, and Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 long years. As I said, that's a long time to deal with anything in your life. Came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For how many of you know that while Jesus is on his way to take care of somebody else's issue, he has the power to take care of yours along the way? Y'all missed a praise break moment right there. I feel this thing, y'all. Verse 21, for she said unto herself, within herself, she believed, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. And when Jesus turned around and saw her, my paraphrase, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Did anybody catch that? For yes, she was healed because of her faith, but it was the touching of his garment that connected her to the one who had the power to heal her of her issue that she had to deal with for 12 long years. Oh, what a connection. I'm beginning to feel this thing, y'all. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but she is asleep. That can work concerning your spirit. Your spirit is not dead. You just asleep. You need to wake up and stir up the gift. And they laughed him to scorn. Know that they only laughed at him because they didn't really know him. Neither did they know the power that he had. But watch this. Verse 25 says, but when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Bigger. And as I get ready to take my seat, as I get ready to bring this to a close, the Bible says here in verse number 26, and the fame hereof went abroad into all of the land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yes, Lord. Then touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be unto you. And their eyes were open. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that Jesus, I said Jesus, is bigger than your issues. For I don't care what it may look like. I don't care what the doctor tells you. I don't care what the naysayers say. I don't care what the statistics say. I don't care how hopeless your issue may seem. I don't even care how long you've been dealing with your issue. Know that Jesus, 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 Jesus is bigger than your issue. Brother Darrell, I feel the need to share a little bit of my story, for I'm reminded of an issue I had in my life. Addicted to crack cocaine for 15 long years. And to make a long story short, right when I was on the verge of giving up, right when it looked like everything was all over, right when it looked like the end was going to come, right when the devil thought he had me, Jesus, 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 Jesus showed up right in the midst of my issue. And he turned that thing around. Now, right now, I need somebody in the house who's dealing with an issue in your life. Or you may be dealing with somebody else's issue. But because of your love for them, it became your issue. I need you to rise on your feet right now. Right in the midst of your issue. I said right in the midst of your issue. And start lifting up holy hands. And start giving God glory. Start giving God praise. Because when praises go up, when praises go up, when praises go up, I said when praises go up, blessings got to come down. Come on and lift your hands in praise. Where are my issue praises at? I say, where are my issue praises at? Praise him right now. Those of you who don't mind telling the devil, you will no longer use my issue to mess with my mind. Use my issue to steal my joy. Use my issue to turn my back on Jesus. But I am going to trust in the Lord, because Jesus, 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 Jesus is bigger than any issue that may come in my life. Do you believe it? I say, do you believe it? Somebody say, yeah, 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 yeah. Come on and lift up those hands. Know that your issues will soon be over. I said your issues will soon be over. I said your issues will soon be over. I said your issues will soon be over. I say, do you believe it? Then release your praise. I say, release your praise. Release your praise right now. I need somebody right in the midst of your issue to let go and let God have his way right now, right now. I dare you to praise him. I said, I dare you to praise him. I dare you to praise him in the midst of your issue. Because when you start praising God in the midst of your praise, Jesus. I say, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is going to turn your issue around. Come on and lift him. Come on and lift him. Ain't he all right? I say, ain't the man all right? Say yeah. 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 Jesus. 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 There's something about the name Jesus that'll turn your situation all the way around. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. Jesus. Is bigger than your issue. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care how hopeless it seemed. I don't care how many times it pop up in your life. Jesus is bigger than your issue. Too many times we listen to naysayers. Yes. Listen to the enemy. Yes. Try to make us think our issue is bigger than Jesus. Yes. I tell you right now, if you don't hear nothing, know that Jesus will always be bigger than anything that come up in your life. Lord, have mercy. Boy, if I wouldn't have got tired, I'd have ran all over this church. Because he showed up in my issue. They counted me out, church. You finished. It's over. Look how long you've been dealing with this. You can get no better. But Jesus. But God. Have you ever had a but God moment in your life? I should have been dead. But God. I should have lost my mind. But God. Could have gave up and threw in the towel. But God. But God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. That's big right there, y'all. That was the beginning of him being bigger than anything that would ever come in your life. Somebody give God a little hand clap of praise.